Hullabaloo Connect Connect. It was the annual Texas A&M Pro Day. We had a lot of fun with that, and we're going to get to it in just a bit. But first, the 2015-16 Houston Texans cheerleader tryouts are coming up, and we've got to shine the spotlight on one of our best ones, and that's Madison.
I shot the first day that we got here, but literally we landed the airplane and I took off and put some makeup on and we came out and shot, and then I got to shoot again today, and it was good because the sun was out today, so it felt really good to be shooting. They were like, "Do you want to get your hair wet?" I was like, "Sure." So I got my hair completely wet. I got to go swimming. I found some shells. I found some coconuts. It was really fun. Puerto Rico is just beautiful, so we really got to just like actually have fun on the beach and play in the water, so it doesn't even feel like we're working, we're just having fun.
For more on the 2015 Houston Texans cheerleader tryouts, you just got to go to HoustonTexans.com. Now, here are some of the sights and sounds from the 2015 Texas A&M Pro Day.
Hey, Texans fans, it's DP and John, where we've just wrapped up the 2015 Pro Day here at Texas A&M. John, what a juxtaposition, as Drew Doherty calls it, from last year's Pro Day with George Whitfield, the broom, Johnny Manziel, presidential puppies, and all that.
It was definitely different. It was more akin to the first Pro Day that A&M had last year, although I felt like in this Pro Day, few more athletes in this group as opposed to last year when it was split up into guys getting a final shot, and then Johnny's passing day, of course. So it was definitely different. There were no dogs, no presidents here, but a lot of scouts, 28 teams represented, and some really good talent out on the field today.
Speaking of talent, we heard that the Texans will be meeting with Trey Williams, running back. What'd you think of his performance today? Did he help himself since the combine?
I think he had a good follow-up to the combine. I thought he caught the ball well. Former A&M quarterback Jameel Showers threw the ball. I thought Trey caught it really well out of the backfield. And that's, I think, going to be his ticket. I think Trey has got to be a jack-of-all-trades, catch the ball out of the backfield, return punts and kicks, be that kind of guy. He's got lightning-quick feet. He ran in the 4-4 range. He did it at the combine. I think he helped himself again today. It was a little bit of a head-scratcher when he decided to declare for the draft, but he's got the talent that teams are looking for, especially in a passing league that wants to get guys out in space. Trey is that kind of space player, and I think the NFL game is maybe more suited for him, and that we'll see coming up in 2015.
All right, we're not sure what's going to happen in free agency. It's going to change what the Texans might be looking for here today. What other guys do you see the Texans potentially looking at and could possibly be a fit in Houston?
Well, I think Trey Williams is at the top of the list. There's no question. I think if you're talking about offensive linemen, Jarvis Harrison did not work out except for position drills today. He's a very intriguing candidate who played both guard and tackle. Cedric Oboihe is coming back off the ACL tear. Said he'll be ready to go by training camp. He'll be running in a couple of weeks. So if you're looking at offensive linemen, those are the two guys you would look at. But I think Trey is probably the one guy that is most intriguing. But to me, one guy that is of such interest is Floyd Raven, a safety that in 2013 had some off-the-field issues, kind of got behind the eight ball, and really never kind of got back around to being the Floyd Raven, as he said, the old Floyd Raven. Ran 4-4 at 202 pounds, got a super regional combine invite. We saw him in Houston, had a great workout there, followed up here. He's really got some good momentum. As a safety, he can run. And the old Floyd Raven that I saw when he played in high school, he can hit too. So if that guy is back, Floyd Raven could be a really big surprise, whether it's the Texans or some other teams. I've seen a couple other teams talking to him, so that's good. I'm glad to see it happen for him.
That's going to do it for this week. I know I had a lot of fun. I hope you did too. Mark Vandermeer's probably looking over my shoulder coming in off the beach sometime soon. So I'll be around in some sort of capacity. But until then, you have a good one, and we'll see you again very soon.